1280, The Patriot, WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul, on the NASDAQ as SALM.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Record cold expected to settle into much of the nation today and tomorrow, and officials are warning of the dangers of being outside without proper clothing. Michigan State Police Captain Chris Kalansky says drivers need to be careful when they're out there, particularly if they break down.
Stay with their vehicle, if at all possible. Things that they should have in their vehicle is a hand crank flashlight and radio, a cell phone charger, emergency contact list, blankets.
Forecasters say wind chills in some places could be 70 below. Temperatures will hit a solid 30 below in some plain states. Most places will see temperatures at or below zero. With two other icebreakers caught in Antarctic ice, a U.S. Coast Guard heavy icebreaker will try its luck to help the other ships. The 400-foot-long Polar Star responding to a request from Russian and Chinese boats. This is SRN News.
It's 2014. And the much-anticipated Obamacare system kicks into high gear. Will the system make an impact on people's lives? And will that impact be for the better or worse?
We did fumble the ball on it.
One thing is for sure. We resolve to give you truth about Obamacare in 2014 without the spin from the White House. Because it matters to you. Here's to a truth-filled 2014. From AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent radio. AM 1280, The Patriot.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-513-3529. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-513-3529. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-513-3529. That's 1-800-513-3529. 1-800-513-3529.
Do you own a home? Are you thinking of buying or selling residential or commercial property? Tune in to the Intelligent Real Estate and Business Show, Sunday at 3 p.m. You'll get the insight you need to make informed decisions about your residential and commercial assets. Get the latest information from local real estate experts. Knowledge is power, so power up. Tune in to the Intelligent Real Estate and Business Show, Sunday at 3 p.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot. Brought to you by Direct Access Realty, Title Choice, Herb Monson Insurance, and First Trust Mortgage.
Rent your home for a full year guaranteed with Twin Cities Home Rental. You don't have time to advertise, find tenants, and manage your rental property? Make one call to Twin Cities Home Rental. They do a full background check, including national eviction and criminal history search for all prospective tenants, handle 24-hour emergency maintenance, and give you complete peace of mind. Twin Cities Home Rental, the home of the exclusive one-year tenant guarantee. Call 612-822-HOME. For a free home rental analysis, go to TwinCitiesHomeRental.com, a veteran-owned business.
Some property management companies and real estate agents just take pictures from their cell phone to advertise your home for rent. Twin Cities Home Rental uses only professional wide-angle photography equipment and a video tour to properly showcase your home. Considering renting your property? Twin Cities Home Rental offers a one-year tenant guarantee. Call 612-822-HOME. For a free home rental analysis, log on to TwinCitiesHomeRental.com. That's TwinCitiesHomeRental.com, a veteran-owned business.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Welcome to Telecom Soup. Over the next hour, Charlie Burrell and his team will explain to you all of the ins and outs of how to effectively utilize all of the technology on the market to help you grow your small business. Now, here's your host of Telecom Soup, Charlie Burrell.
Happy 2014 to all the Patriot listeners out there. You're listening to Telecom Soup right here on AM 1280 The Patriot, where we broadcast live each and every Sunday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. If you haven't listened to the show before, the show is designed to help small to medium-sized businesses with their telecommunications as well as their IT infrastructure. And we discuss things like phone service, internet connectivity, network infrastructure, and mobile devices, all geared to help our listeners build a more efficient infrastructure for their business. As always, if you're looking to quote out your phone service or internet connectivity, give us a call at Telecom Warehouse at 952-513-2149. You can send me an email, charlie@telco.com, or get updates and follow us on Twitter at telcowarehouse.com. We have in studio today our co-host, the guys from BlueNet, Paul and Adam. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
Happy
Charlie.
New Year, Charlie.
Are you bundling up and staying warm?
Trying to. It's been a little cold.
I've been afraid to leave the house lately.
Hibernation.
Absolutely, absolutely. And our special guest in studio today is Jeremy Vlack from Comcast. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well. So the high demand for bandwidth and some of the topics that we've been getting related to fiber, the increased industry with cloud services, managed services, voice over IP, we thought it very fitting to introduce Jeremy from Comcast, because the industry is changing so rapidly, and the need for bandwidth and services, I think, is really kind of right up your alley, is it not, Jeremy?
Absolutely.
So tell us, Jeremy, with the Comcast services and kind of your position as the the enterprise account executive, what are you seeing on some of these industry changes that where Comcast could be a very good fit?
Sure, it's a pretty simple equation. Bandwidth demands are only increasing, and the amount of throughput that you can get through legacy copper lines and telco is limited.
Sure.
Correct?
Absolutely.
So what we really strive to do is take that to the next level, and that's kind of the ultimate transport or the ultimate delivery for a business, which is fiber optic internet and internet private networking through that.
You know, one of the things, Paul and Adam, that we discuss and we get comments and concerns weekly is we have customers out there that want increased and faster internet, and they want higher bandwidth because of their requirements, whether it's cloud services, managed services, what have you. And I think there's this misconception, Jeremy, you'd agree with me, that fiber is not as costly as people think it would be. Right,
right, right. The products as you were saying, have drastically changed. I would say even you look just the last 12 months, availability and cost and a lot of those things have changed quite a bit.
The game has changed from even 12 to 24 months or even 36 months ago.
Absolutely.
Well, people's demands and needs have changed drastically. As you put more of your critical business infrastructure somewhere outside of your office, and you're connecting to cloud servers, application servers, it's not just bandwidth. It's not just downloading movies and files and data. It's running your business operations.
I think so. So when we look at these different, obviously we're going to be talking to Jeremy a little bit further here about the fiber that Comcast offers. But for the listening audience, if you have huge demands for bandwidth and you're thinking about upgrading your connectivity, let's look at fiber as an option. The construction costs, the monthly service. It's all come down, and it's relative to the industry. So it's not as expensive, and I think there's a misconception that people can't get this connectivity mm-hmm. without grabbing out their pocketbook. Would you
Absolutely.
Agree, Jeremy?
36 months ago, 2009 is actually when the enterprise division at Comcast took off. So it's relatively small, under 5 years. But the conception or the perception of fiber is that, you know, I'm going to have to break out my checkbook.
Quadruple my
exactly.
costs, right?
It was limited to, you know, giant financial institutions and you know, really large companies.
Enterprise businesses.
Absolutely. Yep. And, you know, we still label it enterprise, but some small to medium businesses have enterprise type applications. And what we really strive to do is to bring that even to the, you know, the small to medium sized business and not just the enterprise. Of course, we scale to that and we have multiple product sets, you know, that will make that fit. And really it boils down to how critical is your data? Do you see yourself expanding data, you know, expanding the amount of usage on your data, you know, year to year? Because with fiber, you know, like I said, it's the sort of the ultimate transport, anything from 10 megs all the way up to, you know, 10 gigabits per second.
Absolutely. So depending on what that customer wants, whether it's a small, medium size, kind of what you're saying, Jeremy, is that you don't have to be an enterprise business to enjoy some of these benefits of a higher bandwidth type of
Absolutely not. If you have, you know, multiple bonded T1s today, you know, you're right in the market for, you know, where our fiber services come into play.
Absolutely. For the listening audience, we're live here today. We're accepting calls or text messages into the studio to discuss any questions maybe related to fiber, any questions related to Comcast services. Maybe you have Comcast services today and thought about upgrading. Give us a call at the studio at 651-289-4488, 651-289-4488, or you can send us a text at 651-243-0390. That is the studio text number. We are taking calls and texts. So, Jeremy, one question that I have, you know, as we talk about these different requirements, you know, one question, and we get this probably every single appointment that we're on. In fact, we've gone on appointments, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
T1 or cable?
Right.
What's better?
What's better?
I think we probably answer this question maybe at least once a week. But what's a better situation in working in the industry?
Well, it depends on your needs. I would say that, you know, a lot of times you can marry the two. You can use cable as a primary internet. It's very fast. A T1, of course, is slow, but it's a proven technology that's been around for 20 years.
Absolutely.
Maybe even longer. And it's a way to, you know, deliver, uptime. But if you really wanted to say which is better, it's almost an apples and oranges.
You're not comparing either one.
You're not.
There are different solutions to different problems.
Right. And it's experts like you that decide, you know, really what does this customer need? Are they looking for carrier diversity? The advantage of Comcast as a whole is that, you know, we own our own infrastructure all the way to the endpoint.
So in other words, if I'm calling
a
business and we get this question, why does CenturyLink show up when
right.
I order a circuit from
I think
XYZ?
We answered that question last week.
Right, the
so,
telecom act.
In other words, what ends up happening is you guys own that last mile to the building
right.
as well. A CenturyLink guy's not going to show up when I order a Comcast circuit.
It's going to be a Comcast employee.
Comcast equipment, Comcast employee, Comcast network.
Yep, Comcast service.
End to end. You own the whole thing.
End to end, we own the entire network, which is a huge advantage. And, you know, we're not just a cable company. We consider ourselves to be the largest media company. You know, there is I'd like to say that, you know, the term that gets thrown around is we're a multiple systems operator, but really what we are is we're ultimately a solution for business.
Absolutely. The one of the questions that we have is that, and another question that we face on a day-to-day basis is, should I go at a cable connection like a Comcast cable, or should I look at like a DSL?
Mm-hmm.
What would you recommend there?
Well, you know, I work for Comcast, obviously, so I'm somewhat biased, but
cable.
A DSL is a very, you know, it's a shared connection. There's limited throughput through DSL. You know, the upload speeds, they've tried to get them there, and that's my cue to stop.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, Jeremy, we'll hop right back into that.
Sounds
guys are listening to Telecom Soup.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Attention anyone with diabetes or pre-diabetes. A special website has been created just for you. At the free website, 55reverse.com, we reveal the one weird spice that's probably in your kitchen right now and how it normalizes blood sugar levels. People who have followed this plan exactly as found at 55reverse.com have not only normalized their blood sugar, but should stop taking their diabetes medications with their doctor's astounded approval. Now you can take this natural, safe, and drug-free approach to reversing diabetes. You won't find this advice anywhere else. At 55reverse.com, we reveal three common doctor recommendations about diabetes and why they are horribly wrong. Plus, you get three specific actions to take right now today that get your blood sugar under control in 4 weeks or less. Go right now to 55reverse.com. Is it possible to reverse diabetes? Visit 55reverse.com and find out now, while this revolutionary video is still available for free. That's 55reverse.com. 55reverse.com.
Business owners, are you looking to upgrade to the newest mobile phones on the market? I know I was, and that's why I called Mobile Link Wireless. Their trained consultants helped develop and implement the proper wireless plan for my business. More importantly, covered all the fees associated with making the change. Call them for your free consultation at 952-314-1313. That's 952-314-1313. Or visit them on the web at mobile-linkwireless.com. Welcome back to Telecom Soup. This is your host, Charlie Burrell, founder of Telecom Warehouse. Today we're talking to Jeremy Black from Comcast about Comcast products and services and how they're relative to businesses and in the marketplace. And we mentioned something last week as kind of an update to the listening audience that if you, anybody in the audience that is using one of our carriers that we sell for, which is TDS Telecom, and they're running that service on a T1, they now have a piggyback bundle where they'll actually sell the Comcast services, the broadband connection, and on top of that, layer the hosted applications. So if you're looking for increased bandwidth and you have TDS, give me a call. We can talk about this. This is an option to upgrade your services and provide a better connection. You can give me a call at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149, and we would be happy to quote out and take a look at those services. So, Jeremy, before the break, we had talked about some of the things that you're seeing in the industry with fiber and so on and so forth. And we were talking about kind of the differences between cable and DSL. One question that I have for you that we see on a day-to-day basis is why would somebody choose the cable company versus the phone company for, say, fiber or, say, enterprise services?
Yeah, absolutely. Really, it boils down to if you have critical time-sensitive applications that are problematic with high latency. If you think about fiber services, it's as fast as the speed of light. You know, granted, there's routing and whatnot in between, but your latency is generally going to be lower. Everything is going to be riding our particular network.
Right. A lot of people want to talk strictly about the bandwidth. How many megabits per second can I move? But
right.
How quickly can what's the delay on getting that data down there? It's kind of like moving a semi truck down the road versus a Ferrari. It's not always just about sheer volume. It's about latency. And how long are you waiting for that application? Waiting
exactly.
for a big file to download isn't very painful, but waiting for
a voice call,
waiting for your application to respond to your mouse click, that can be very aggravating, even a small amount of latency or delay.
So absolutely.
Here's what we know. We know that fiber costs for businesses, whether small, medium size, or enterprise, the price is very aggressive. And again, depends on the situation, your location, those kinds of things. But, Jeremy, what are some advantages of utilizing fiber versus, say, copper versus Ethernet? What are some advantages that you're seeing?
Yep. So number one is scalability. Where will my business be in 2 years? Am I going to need to go from 100 meg to, a gig overnight? That's a flick of a switch when you have fiber in your building or in your office. There's also, reliability. It's buried underground. Takes a separate route path than your traditional telecom.
Mm-hmm.
Since early in the century when they were using it for phone or connectivity, it's known as the most reliable method.
You're getting the Cadillac.
Yeah,
the Cadillac of internet connectivity.
Absolutely. So you compare that to cable, which is plenty fine connection, but for some businesses, they're going to want to consult with their IT managers of what exactly am I looking to do, in the near future. Your latency, like we talked about, or the delay, the amount of time it takes for information to go back and forth is essentially zero. So if you're running services like, let's say, terminal services, or you're running virtual desktops, where you're connecting to a data center, that response time can be extremely quick, or VPNs. VPN access to whatever it may be. So we can really design and build solutions that are entirely fiber with private networking, a combination hybrid of fiber and coax with private networking in between it, all riding our network that is cutting edge and can provide quality of service for critical applications.
So you will back your product like the phone company does with that service level agreement.
Absolutely.
And for those that don't know what an SLA is, it's like a warranty. It's like you're buying a peace of mind. It's the piece of paper that says when we sell this product, we're going to back it, that carrier is behind that business 99.999% of the time.
Right.
You'll back it. You'll install it. And
most importantly, it'll guarantee like response time in the event there is a problem.
If there is a problem,
it becomes a priority for them to respond to those issues. Versus, I think most people might not be familiar that your typical both your DSL and your coax delivered products typically will not carry an SLA, and so there's a big difference between those products as you move into like a fiber product.
Absolutely. As a business owner, do I want peace of mind that if something happens, somebody's going to be on it? Do I want to know when I call in, I get to a totally different tier of support? Absolutely. Those are things that matter when my data is the most important thing and the driver of my business. And I tell people this all the time. Imagine if I went into the back into your IT closet and unplugged everything. Mm-hmm. I unplugged your servers, anything that connects you with the outside, with the outside world. What would that do to your business? And, you kind of walk them through that mental process, and it essentially shuts them down. I mean, that's the world we live in today.
Absolutely.
And our products are designed to meet that critical business need at a competitive price, industry standard price. And, really that's ultimately kind of what it's designed for.
So, again, if anyone has questions, please give us a call. We're addressing any questions regarding Comcast, coax, cable, fiber optics, 651-289-4488, or the studio text is 651-243-0390. We're talking to Jeremy here, and one of the advantages we talked about is obviously fiber is cost-effective. Number two, it's scalable. How about equipment? I mean, once you have it, the equipment's already there. It's not like we have to bring in a T1 and bond more equipment and so on and so forth. What are some other advantages that you're seeing?
Well, correct. We use all high grade enterprise level equipment. Once you're there, and we've arrived or built to your building, you're essentially set for life.
Changes in provisioning are much easier to do at that point. Sure.
Much easier. It's not I would like more bandwidth. Oh, that'll be, you know, 45 days.
$10,000 too.
Yeah. So when you put equipment in today, and let's say I'm a business ABC. I just contracted you for fiber. You've brought the actual physical fiber connection to my building. You've now paced a router switch at my site. Today I have 100 megabit. Am I correct in saying that once I can call you up because you've got the equipment in place that you can scale that bandwidth up to a certain level, and I say,
like a flip of a switch.
I now need 300 megabits because I have a new customer and they've put increased demands on my business.
Absolutely.
And it's simply a phone call, and within a matter of, you know, overnight, the next day, whatever, boom, it's there.
It's there.
Which is different than
That's
the traditional method. Think of a bonded solution or a T1 where, let's say today you've got a couple T1s, but you need more bandwidth. They're bringing in extra T1s. It's 30, 45, 60 days.
45 days for the T1 delivery.
Plus, they might have to swap out a piece of equipment to essentially add those extra T1s.
A new router.
Plus, you might need, you know, additional provisioning done with your IT guy.
To be on site, right?
Here, it's literally a flip of the switch.
Right. And that's and that's really a message that I tell the people. You know, you may not have thought of this. You may not have looked at it because you maybe didn't even know it was a solution. And that's why it's a great service that, you know, Charlie puts us out here to tell people about it.
Well, and one of the things that I think there's a misconception to, not only is the monthly price come down significantly to what people are generally paying for regular telco, but let's talk about one of the things that people in addition to that monthly cost, is how much it's going to cost for construction, right?
Right.
Is it going to cost $10, $15, $20, $100,000 for us to bring in that fiber connection? And really what the carriers generally do is just kind of roll it into the monthly price. So, you know, they'll have a calculation of what they can annualize and how much they're going to push it back on the customer.
Right.
You guys are spending millions and millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
For the customer to benefit and not cost a dime. Talk about that.
This is the future. You know, what we're looking to gain is customers for life. If that costs some capital to get out there, we have a budget to work with that doesn't always affect your monthly price. Now, it can't be something completely outlandish, but for our serving area, chances are we can get our services to you if you're interested.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about your service areas, because cable companies are geographically bound to their service footprint of where they can sell. We're broadcasting live in Eagan. Eagan happens to be a very strategic area for Comcast Cable, for Comcast services. You get into Lakeville, it's, now you're into the Charter side.
Right.
But where are you seeing so that people on the outside can call in and say, yeah, I'm here and I want to call Jeremy?
Yeah, the typical markets that were, you know, as of the Telecom Act, were the outlying areas, Maple Grove, Osseo, Rogers. Those areas are a non-competitive area. But for a cable company that's now a multiple service provider, now we can get into those areas and provide people with an option, right? It was very frustrating for businesses that maybe lived in a territory that they, you know, there were no options. There was the phone company and that was it. And that's a frustrating situation. So there is a different map, a different set of territory, whether your business is national in scope.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are the largest fiber provider in the U.S. by mileage.
So if we look at just geographic for the Minneapolis-St. Paul, is it pretty much safe to say that you can take the 694 to 494 loop, call it the greater Minneapolis-St. Paul area, and that's pretty much where you're selling services?
Absolutely.
Give or take. I mean, there's obviously the outskirts and
little
here and
pockets
there.
And things like that.
There's little pockets north of that, you know, and south of that where we don't go. Cable is just, you know, it's territory based.
Absolutely.
You know, that's how we're regulated by the FCC. Now, there are ways if you live in one area, let's say you're in Charter, and you have a majority of your locations in Comcast, we will actually interconnect those two and act like one large network.
And there's areas like Stillwater and Rogers and where there's not a lot of phone choices, and Comcast would be a very, very attractive offer. So again, if you guys are out in those areas and you've struggled for bandwidth, give us a call, 952-513-2149. We'll see if you can qualify. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to dive into these questions again. You're listening to Telecom Soup.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Are you a business trying to save money by changing your phone, internet, or wireless service, but can't because you're locked into a long-term painful contract? Seems hopeless, right? Wrong. It's time you pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder. Many of our clients were in a very similar situation. They wanted to save money with a new plan, but didn't want to pay all those crazy termination fees associated with changing phone companies. That's why I created the Contract Assistance Peace of Mind Plan. Our trusted consultants can show you not only how to save up to 30% on your services, but also pay those painful fees associated with making a change to a new provider. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trusted advisors will meet with your business and show you how to save money today. Call us at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. That's 952-513-2149 or telcowarehouse.com.
Your insurance company protects their bottom line. You need GAVNet public insurance adjusters to protect your rights. They're not lawyers. Many at GAVNet Associates used to work for insurance companies, but now they only work for home and business owners like you. GAVNet and Associates maximizes your claim. With no fees up front, it pays to hire a GAVNet public insurance adjuster to make sure you get a full and fair settlement. Contact GAVNet public insurance adjusters at 612-221-6151 or gavnet.com.
It's time for a vacation, but don't waste it on just another seaside resort. Come visit the region that celebrates the history, the culture, and the pioneering spirit of the people and places of the Holy Land. Experience Israel. Genesis Tours and AM 1280 The Patriot take you on 9 exciting days to marvel at the wonder of the Bible coming to life. Come and experience Israel October 17th through the 26th, 2014. To find out more or to reserve your trip today, visit AM1280ThePatriot.com. Experience Israel, where the Bible comes to life.
What business doesn't want to save money on their phone, internet, and cellular service? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's trusted telecommunication advisors. We are so confident in our product and service portfolio that we are launching a new 15 for 50 program. Give our consultants 15 minutes, and if we can't save your company money, we'll give you $50 for your time. That's right, 15 minutes for $50. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call us at 952-513-2149. Our consultants will come out to your business location and evaluate your landline or wireless services. And if we can't save you money on an apples-to-apples comparison, we will give you $50 for your time. There is nothing to lose and everything to gain. So give us a call at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and ask about the 15 for 50 program. Welcome back to Telecom Soup. This is your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Before the break, we were talking to Jeremy Black with Comcast, and actually there was a question that came in here over the break. Came from Steve in Minneapolis, and he says, what is the difference between Comcast Residential and Comcast Business Class? That's a good question. Jeremy, take it.
Yep, two completely different services, two completely different support that you'll go through. Businesses are obviously priority. They have more critical needs. If a business communications is down, right, they're losing money every day, and we take that very seriously. We also take it seriously for residential as well. You know, I don't work in residential, but I work in the same building as those people, and they take their job seriously.
Can I bring up a conversation that you and I had just a little bit before the show, Jeremy?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we run into this quite often, where you've got the home teleworker. And they generally cannot the options at home are DSL or residential cable.
That's it. Phone company or cable company.
Yeah, and it's you can't get a T1, you can't get fiber. It's just not, you know, it's very limited in that respect. Now, we were talking about a customer of mine who has several home workers and the particular customer is a high bandwidth user. And we were talking about the option of there is the option of dropping the business class service at their home, but then there's another option where that has a play with the fiber connection that we're talking about today, where if they bring a fiber connection into their primary facility, their headquarters, essentially you can provide a private link via coax to their home or other business locations.
Absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about that again.
Yeah, so it's a it's a private networking solution. So this is designed for business. Businesses may have MPLS. They may have point-to-point T1s. They may have teleworkers. And what a fantastic solution for a teleworker. If your main site is in Comcast territory with our fiber, we can deliver private bandwidth with a coax connection. So essentially a point-to-point T1, you know, if you think in terms of T1s, essentially a point-to-point or virtual, you know, virtual private network.
Private line, yep.
Yep, private line from the business that has, you know, our fiber service. We peel off bandwidth that will serve that house.
And again, this
and back it with an SLA.
And that's what I was just going to say, Charlie. This comes with an SLA on both ends.
It comes with an SLA on the main end. And
which has the fiber.
It's a business class service.
Okay.
So
how are you? Well, here's a question. This probably can be tied into that. And this is Aaron from St. Paul. And he says, when do you recommend coax versus fiber? And do you ever recommend both connections?
Sure. So, absolutely.
Run with it. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are it's nice to have because it comes in on two separate plants. Right?
One
you
would
have
be
a fiber plant,
yep.
Which would be your main connection. And if, for some reason, something happened where, you know, you'd be lying if you said you cannot...
Backhoe Bob?
Yeah. I mean, it can happen. And that's where you get into carrier diversity, which I know as a managed service company like BlueNet, you preach to customers.
It's exactly what we do at BlueNet. We have a fiber connection, and we have it paired with a Comcast coaxial connection. And we run various services over the two different links, and then the links can provide failover to each other in the event of a failure of one of the providers.
Right. Redundancy is really a huge trend.
Redundancy, then you can also choose to use the proper solution. You know, you put your voice line over the better connection under normal circumstances.
Exactly.
As well.
Less latency.
I pulled this article up from bandwidth.com and we were talking about Backhoe Bob, and I'd like to run through these real quick because these are kind of funny. But the 10 most bizarre and annoying causes for fiber cuts. Number one, we have Backhoe Bob, right? The idiot out there that cuts up a cable or whatever, what have you. We have squirrels that are chewing lines. Interesting. we have natural disasters, right?
Sure.
Obviously, that's going to happen.
You know, when I think of the squirrels chewing the line, I think of Caddyshack and
the gopher.
The gopher.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's on the golf course, though. So. We have auto accidents, right?
Oh, sure.
We'll run into a telephone pole. Yep. Airplane crashes, although we don't want that to happen, but it does. Falling tree lines, I'm sure that affects, you know, customers. Vandalism, right? Theft and vandalism, breaking in and doing things. Phone cables next to electrical cables, probably some issues there.
Right.
And then we have weather conditions and obviously Mother Nature. So, I'm sure at some point or another, everybody in the room here, as well as the listening audience, has had at least one of those. We generally think of outages coming from Backhoe Bob. That's
right.
Right.
It's probably
right.
The most common. We're going to get a backlash here from backhoe operators, though, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
Backhoe Bob may call
NSP.
In.
Yeah.
He may call in. Sorry, Backhoe Bob, but it's true.
The last one. So if you're Backhoe Bob, don't call into the studio. But for anybody else, call us at 651-289-4488. We're live here taking questions. The last one I thought was kind of funny was alligators and sharks.
Sure.
Chewing the lines.
That's a big problem in Minnesota.
Yes.
Like right even right now,
yeah,
right?
Yes, yep.
A lot of sharks. But no, what happens was
there's an alligator in my pond, in my backyard.
What happens is like Hurricane Katrina, when all that water washed up and the alligators and the sharks, you know,
got pushed
into it through the things. But
yep.
I don't think you have to worry about that in Maple Grove or anywhere.
No. Seems unlikely.
And, you know, we take that very seriously. So what you're going to have come into your business is obviously going to be an underground buried cable.
Yeah.
Unless it was a circumstance.
Generally considered shark proof.
as a general rule, considered shark proof, but not alligator proof.
So going back to some of these questions that we have, we had a text message from Steve in St. Paul. And I think this probably goes back to the other question, too. Is there a difference between backup and disaster recovery? We could probably tie that into Paul and Adam here, but also, you know, how this would relate to like a Comcast connection.
Sure. Charlie, a lot of people, you know, will will kind of think that the two terms are synonymous, and they really aren't. Backup is really just one piece of it, and backup in and of itself provides no value, because when it becomes important is when I need a recovery. So disaster recovery is the wrapping your arms around the whole solution, and that is making sure you have proper backups that you're able to, you've tested and you've validated your process of being able to recover data from a backup, and really tying that into another term that I'll put out there is business continuity.
So let's talk about the difference really quick, Paul. So backup, Mary is all of a sudden, she hits an issue where the virus infects a file, or she makes a mistake. That's where you rely on pulling that file back from backup.
Right, recovering a lost file, lost folder, correct.
Disaster recovery is my building just burnt down and I need to get back up and running. So I need a copy of all the data, all the servers, everything to get going again and get running again, potentially even in a different location.
Sure, exactly. How do I actually get my business up and running from data that I have in another location and get back to business functionality?
Perfect. So we have a caller that's
looks like a call from Vincent from St. Paul, line one, wants to talk about government. Go ahead.
Yes. Hello. Thank you. Oh, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir.
Okay. Thank you. I think it was in Kansas. I was reading last year, 2013, where they're getting, you know, working with companies and trying to get fiber into Kansas. You know, I don't know who would be in charge of that. Would the government be in charge, or, you know, having all the, you know, the computers, you know, the people that worked with the software and all that there, would the company be in charge? Who's in charge? Because, you know, something like that could be, you know, the government sometimes, you know, could start checking up on people, you know.
Oh, absolutely. You mean as far as security concerns, the NSA and...
Yeah, that kind of Fourth Amendment type stuff.
Sure.
Or
sure.
Any kind of constitutional concerns.
I've heard the... I think what you're talking to or what you're referring to is the Google Fiber.
In Kansas, yeah, they're funding a fiber build out to deliver high speed internet, to really have a wide reach of providing that service.
Sure, sure, and ultimately we all know that, you know, Google makes their money on ads and behavior. The thing I can say that relates with Comcast is we're not going to be tracking your activity. It's your line. It's your pipe to the world. And we will not, you know, monitor, you know, any traffic. However, if you put up a spam server, you know, or something illegal that, you know, it violates our terms of service, well, you know, then we would have, you know, an issue. But
let's bring up another good point.
Well, when you have fiber, it's a very secured connection,
yes,
as well.
Fiber,
so,
yeah. Fiber doesn't emit like radio or frequency because it's light.
It's light waves.
So you can't take a device to listen like with a traditional copper link that,
sure,
that, you know, is transmitting data. Fiber's light. There's no device that you can see light, right, from per se and stick it next to the line and see what's going across.
And ultimately, you know, my take on it, what I was kind of getting at with Google and why they're building that out is, you know, they make their money on, you know, tracking people's
activity. Yeah.
I mean, if you think your Android phone isn't watching every move you make and where you go, you know, you're sorely mistaken. That's just the world we live in. That's how they make their money.
You know, one of the things that we've seen, and I'll use the example, is one of our competitors, and Jeremy, I know it's one of your competitors, is Jaguar Communications. And actually Jaguar, they're Southern Minnesota.
Sure.
You know, you see them
farm
in Owatonna. They're actually bringing in fiber to residential.
Right.
You know, they got a government grant. They're taking advantage of that money and they're bringing in. So for people that have a home in Owatonna or Credit River or some of these, you know, these other areas, they're getting they have fiber for their house, which is a very, you know, 50, 60, 70 bucks a month, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is where the government does come in. You know, they'll subsidize a particular area. You can go to a terrible name for a city, but Nimrod, Minnesota, and you can get a 100 meg fiber for $55.
And we've seen like planned communities as well, where that's the exception to the rule. To that point I brought up to you before, where it's difficult to get service in a home. Some of these planned communities where they've got, you know, the government grants or whatever, or they do the fiber builds, they're putting fiber right to the doorstep. But again, very few and far between.
Right. And the regulatory body for, you know, anything communications at a federal level is the FCC, and local municipalities.
Regionally,
also
you have your public utility commissions like the
absolutely,
PUC here in Minnesota.
Absolutely. So to answer, you know, Vincent's question, do we are we connecting your information and giving it away to a government entity such as the NSA or something like
no.
that? No.
I think it'd be illegal as well.
Although that decision is made above our pay grade.
We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Good
and
question.
We come back, we're going to talk more on Telecom Soup. Thank you.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, are you sick and tired of your phone or cable company jerking you around with high rates and poor customer service? Are your employees complaining about how slow the internet is? Or are you just looking to save money on your phone internet services? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and cellular service. Our firm partners with over 100 of the industry's top-rated carriers, so every client saves money. Don't let the phone or cable company take advantage of your hard-earned dollar anymore. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trained consultants will meet with you for a no-obligation competitive market analysis and show you how to turn those dreaded expenses into a tool to help grow your business. Our average client saves 30%. So give us a call at 952-513-2149. That number again is 952-513-2149, or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and start saving money today.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com, we never dreamed that we'd have over 565,000 total marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons dedicated to the Christian values you and I share. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you're looking for. Whatever your story, please know that hundreds of thousands of Christians have found their soulmate on eHarmony.com, and eHarmony marriages have proven to be more satisfying than those that start at church, at work, or in most other ways that people meet. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
In January 2013, AM 1280 The Patriot made history by hosting the first ever Pins for Pastors Bowling Classic. And you know what they say about history? It repeats itself. Join AM 1280 The Patriot for the second annual Pins for Pastors, Monday, January 27th at the Brunswick Zone in Brooklyn Park. The event is free for all pastors and ministry leaders around the cities, and the day will include free bowling, a delicious lunch buffet, and even some prizes to be given away. It's the second annual Pins for Pastors, Monday, January 27th. Details and registration at am1280thepatriot.com.
When it comes to your business technology needs, one shoe does not fit all. If you are facing a trigger event such as aging hardware, outdated software, or are you about to change or upgrade your critical business applications, then now is the time to contact BlueNet. Hi, this is Adam Witke, president of BlueNet, Minnesota's first choice for cloud and managed services. Let the BlueNet team help define which solution is right for you and your business. Contact us at 952-925-2583 or BlueNetInc.com. BlueNet.
Welcome back to Telecom Soup. This is Charlie Burrell, your host. Again, we're live here in studio today. If you have any questions, feel free, like Vincent, to give us a call at 651-289-4488. Or you could send us a text to the studio, 651-243-0390. Jeremy, we were considering options, and let's say I'm a business owner out there, and I'm within service, you know, the service footprint of Comcast services. What and I've carefully considered some options between cable versus fiber versus T1s. Walk me through the process. Let's say I select and I think that you guys have the right product set and fit. What happens?
Well, what happens is we look at everything globally. We make sure that we can get it to the building, get it within a budget. You mm-hmm. know, obviously what's going to work for you, and budget for any possible construction that we may have to do, and of course that involves, us figuring out, how we can, subsidize on our end and, is this realistic?
If your building already does already have a connection, maybe another tenant has already ordered fiber in your area, then you're already there.
You're there.
But if you're the first customer, then there's some build out that Comcast would need to complete.
Yeah, exactly.
And this would happen whether it's the coax connection or it's a fiber connection. You got to see if there's facilities in that area and what the cost is, correct?
Exactly. Either or. From there, you know, an engineering and design meeting. Obviously, they've got to come out, and how do we need it engineered? How many IPs do we need? Are we looking for voice services delivered across it as well? Once we have all that completed, you're handed off to a project manager here locally that will walk you through A to Z and get you to the point of turn up. Once you're ready, we install our equipment, high grade enterprise equipment, hand off the port to you, and you know your IT manager or service company takes it from there.
Jeremy, it's cold outside right now.
Yes.
Let's say I place the order in the middle of January.
Yes.
What's some of the restrictions around that?
So okay.
After they get through the alligators,
yes, and the sharks,
right? And don't forget Yetis. Okay, that's number one killer up here. So there's different options, right? Obviously, with winter, construction is more expensive. So most of the time, it's more advantageous to build out or to construct during spring.
Mm-hmm. You know, really, spring or summer.
Think about it. Minnesota, we have two seasons, right? Winter and construction season,
right?
You can't really get around it. But there is an option, you know, where there's options for aerial delivery.
Mm-hmm.
You can push your install date until it's, you know, down the road. And I tell people, you know, this is, you know, during the winter time in telecom is, you know, the time. If you're looking, it's the time to do it.
It's time to evaluate and review what you're getting.
It is. And you can install,
April, May, June when the ground thaws. And
people don't tend to understand that. They don't tend to understand that concept, right? When do you want to buy a car?
We've worked with that with a number of our clients, and sometimes they have to go, if it's in demand, you have to get some connection. You might have to go with an alternative connection for a short term until you can get that
bridge
build
the gap
up,
in the window
until
time.
You can
exactly.
get that completed. Sure.
And there's options where we could go aerial, or if we're already in there with coax, we can, you know, start
deliver
on coax
until the fiber can be delivered. Sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. If there's conduit in the ground, well, then you know we can do it
without construction.
It's kind of like the housing market. Obviously, the best deals when you shop around are in the wintertime. Why? Because people don't generally want to sell their house.
Right.
Well, telephone companies know that, you know, January, December, November, December, and January, people are generally locked up because it's the holidays. So there's all sorts of incentives that companies are giving out: free months of service, contract buyouts.
They want to fill up their book for the spring.
They want they want to get everything installed. So now is kind of the time to buy this stuff. So
it is.
Again, call us. We'd be happy to quote out your services. You can call us at 952-513-2149, 952-513-2149. One thing that I thought of, Jeremy, that I think is very strategic when you talk to these business owners is how long – let's say you bring in fiber to their building, and this is not like a multi-tenant, but how long is that person actually going to be in that building? Mm-hmm. Are they going to be moving in 3 to 4 years,
mm-hmm.
right? Would you want to spend all this money to kind of get the services knowing that you're going to pick up your services and move it 12 months later?
Right.
That's obviously an important consideration when you talk to these people, is it not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Moving. You know, what does that mean? Can we deliver that type of service to your next location?
To the next location.
Yeah,
like
and a majority of the time, we definitely can. That's not as long as you're in our serving area and you don't move to Alaska.
Sure. No, the types of services that might be available at the different locations could be different as well. Obviously,
yes.
You might have, if you're adding locations for your business, you have 3 or 4 locations, maybe one or two of them would qualify for your fiber product. Maybe a couple of them you would have to use a coax or T1 or some other solution to deliver to that.
Exactly.
Jeremy, do you think that based on obviously telecom carriers moving into managed services and bandwidth requirements and cloud services, do you think that Comcast would ever consider doing mobile services? In fact, bundling, say, with an AT&T, Verizon or Sprint or something where they can package those services to even make a greater dent in the marketplace?
You know, to this point, there's joint, you know, partnerships that, that Comcast, like I'm sure you've seen, you can go to the Verizon store and buy Comcast services.
Mm-hmm.
For my end, for business, we keep it really simple. We keep it really simple and we do one thing very well in my division, and that's deliver the greatest quality bandwidth, you know, high quality voice products, at a competitive price.
So right? That you can reciprocate through referral, but that's really
not
your vision and
it's
your
not
market.
Our bread and butter. We, you know, one thing that I know about Comcast is they pick their core competencies and what they do well, and they stick to them, which is always the smartest. Keep it simple, right? My dad always taught me that, and that's something that we definitely do.
Well, we have a question here from Jason Invergrove Heights. And Jason says, how, and this is probably a question not for Jeremy, well, maybe Jeremy, but probably for BlueNet. How secure is my connection in the cloud? Can't other people access that as well?
Paul? Charlie, yeah, that's a common question people have about cloud computing. And the reality is, especially if you're going to a public cloud or a multi-tenant cloud provider, they're going to be incentivized to have very solid security options because they have multiple tenants that are sharing that connection. And so the investment in security is typically much, much higher for that kind of build-out because they need to secure multiple tenants from each other. Versus inside your own network, a lot of times that's something that doesn't get much effort or money spent is in security solutions.
To build it for a single business, you're talking about a large investment. And a lot of times, not saying that you cut corners, but you generally maybe not build to that level like a cloud provider generally would build to. So you get a lot of extras with a cloud provider that you generally wouldn't consider if you're doing it by yourself.
Exactly. And if you have some more questions about kind of that security build-out and that cloud computing, give us a call at BlueNet 952-925-2583 or visit our website www.bluenetinc.com.
So kind of in summary today, we've talked about the ability to bring in fiber connectivity to businesses. The advantages, and really, I don't think at this point there are any disadvantages for bringing in fiber connections, at least in, right. In the applications, Jeremy, you would agree, there's really not a disadvantage to it.
It's the ultimate delivery method. I mean, it
you're
really
buying
is.
The Cadillac service.
Exactly.
The prices have come down. Where do you see Comcast moving, or is there anything else that you'd like to add for the listening audience here today?
No, you know, as far as where I see Comcast moving, there. You know, well positioned for the future. We're building out our network to be the, you know, highest grade network as far as, you know, bandwidth delivery in, you know, in the U.S.
Well, it looks like you guys are in like 39 states. You've got the largest mm-hmm. fiber network across the United States, and you're running what kind of network is it?
Well, here in Minneapolis, it is it's an OC768, so 10 or 40 gig.
I think you really can't stress enough how much you really want to look at the availability of fiber because it really has drastically changed.
And if you're running, you know, this goes hand in hand with BlueNet. If you're running those kind of applications, cloud applications, things that consume bandwidth, this is something that could potentially, you know, really be a great fit for you and help your business.
And don't think that your business is potentially too small for fiber. By like for an example, let's say you have 10 users.
Not at all.
Fiber is so cost effective now, and let's think about this for a second. You might only have 10 people in your business, but you might be doing something where you're collecting data or you're editing video content or something that's got a high IT or high bandwidth demand.
It's really about what are you doing with that internet connection?
Absolutely.
What do you need it to how do you need it to function?
Well, compare it to this. Yep. Compare it to a DSL with maybe a 768K upload.
Right.
And those still exist.
And you're trying to do video, right? You're uploading HD videos or voice. It won't happen.
That upload bandwidth is a huge differentiator. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, they think about, I just need high download speed.
Right.
And the upload, depending on what kind of traffic you're doing and what kind of application, especially when you start talking about cloud applications, you need that upstream bandwidth and you need it to be low latency. And that's where fiber is just an excellent solution.
We have preached over the last couple of weeks about Plymouth as being a very strategic area for one of our carriers that we sell for. And Plymouth is filled with a lot of industrial, a lot of business. Whoa, time's coming up quick, guys. Thank you for joining us, Jeremy, the guys from BlueNet.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks,
we'll catch
Charlie.
You next
Charlie.
Week. And thank you, Patriot listeners, for listening to Telecom Soup. Have a great weekend, guys, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Hi, folks, this is Alan Thicke, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. If you you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief, their team of attorneys and enrolled agents, will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
From the Renter's Warehouse Studios, this is AM 12.